Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great opening to the week. There was another shooting, of course, this one getting a lot of attention because it's at a very busy airport, one of the leading airports in the United States. Actually, it wasn't a DFW, it was Love Field in Dallas. What's it about? Well, what's so different about it is it was a female shooter. We will bring you that story. It just happened. We also had over the weekend a story at the University of Michigan where a white coat day, when they welcome new medical school students to one of America's finest medical schools, and the University of Michigan is, the students walked out, several hundred of them. Why? Because the doctor who had been selected to give the keynote address welcoming them to their medical school education is pro-life and has spoken against the idea of legalized abortion. Is that a reason to walk out at a university? There's also another spokesman for the pro-life cause from Michigan and from the same university, Jim Harbaugh, one of the most fabled, admired, successful football coaches in the country. He was 14 years in the NFL. He has actually brought a team to the Super Bowl. And he is the revered in Michigan football coach for the Wolverines. But what is going to happen now to Jim Harbaugh that he spoke at an anti-abortion event? Should people pay a price for that? And should Iran pay a price for defying the world on nuclear weapons? We will talk about that with Ambassador John Bolton, former National Security Advisor to President Trump and a former U.N. Ambassador under President Bush, who has an idea which is novel for not a firing squad, but for a flying squad to go to various Arab capitals in dealing with Iran. And then we're also going to be speaking to a political pundit extraordinaire, one-time guru for Bill Clinton and the Democrats, now a very outspoken pro-Trump conservative, Dick Morris, on the return of Trump. He believes in utter triumph and unstoppable, and that the election is likely to be Trump versus Hillary again, with the same result: Hillary loses, Trump wins. We will be talking about that with Dick Morris, who has a new book. First of all, just minutes ago, the police shot a woman who had fired shots into the ceiling at Dallas Love Field Airport. This is the way the matter was described on CNN.
But today, this morning, at about 10:59, a 37-year-old woman gets dropped off, goes inside near the ticket counters in front of Southwest, goes at one point into a restroom, exits the restroom. Now she's either put some sort of hoodie on or some other different type of clothing that she had when she walked in. At some point, simultaneously, one of our officers is in the area. She produces a handgun and begins firing. At this point, we don't know where exactly the individual was aiming, or the most that we're seeing now, she was aiming at the ceiling. But there was several rounds that are found. Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities. She's taken into custody and is currently at Parkland Hospital. No other individuals were injured in this event other than the suspect, who again is at Parkland. That's all we have right now, but we wanted to ensure that our community knows that this is not an active situation. We want to make sure our community knows that there are no other passengers, family members, or people in the airport that have been that are victims, and that's what we got at this time. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was Chief Eddie Garcia of Dallas about this matter. The officers inside the airport confronted the woman and shot her in the lower extremities, as you just heard. And yes, she's taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in an unknown condition. Cell phone video shared with NBC showed travelers on the ground behind chairs at the gates and sheltering in place while the shooting unfolded, at least 10 rounds. One of the eyewitnesses, whose name is Colby James, told NBC that the woman said she had an announcement to make and then started to say something about her husband cheating on her. And she basically said her announcement, talking about her husband was cheating or something, and she basically said she was about to blow this sucker up. I'm not sure if she means her husband here or the whole airport. After she said that, she pulled out a gun. She fired the first shot in the air. Basically, everybody scattered. We were running. There were 10 to 12 more shots after that. Look, thank God it apparently is not a fatal shooting. There was a fatal shooting over the weekend in Whistler. And that is remarkable in the resort. It's known to be a ski resort. It's also a beautiful summer resort. And several other people were injured in shootings in British Columbia. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police responded to gunshots in at least three locations in Langley, southeast of Vancouver. And ABC News, two dead, five injured in shooting at a Southern California park. And then there's Chicago. Chicago shooting 65, think about it, 65 people shot, five fatally, in weekend violence across the city, as CPD says. Someday there will be real news from Chicago, and we'll give it a great deal of attention where no shootings occur. The one thing about this woman, thank God nobody was hurt in Dallas. Of course, people are terribly disrupted because the flights are delayed and departures are delayed and they had to clear out the airport and it's a security disaster. And, okay, the one thing that one hopes, right, is that this lady, whoever she is, and I know nothing about her other than that she came into the airport, she was complaining about her husband cheating on her, and she took out a gun and started firing. Can we agree that someone like this should not be able to purchase any other firearms ever again? If you are that insane, that distraught, that emotional, that you're going to start shooting at the ceiling, I mean, come on. That's not an appropriate way to express your indignation, no matter how bad your situation at home may be. There's a Brett Baer of Fox News has a summary that's devastating about the impact of the hearings for Trump. And then there is other summaries of where he stands in the summer, and standing in the summer far less in control of the Republican Party, according to many sources, and according to leading conservative sources, than President Trump had stood before. We will also tell you about that situation, that walkout at the medical school at University of Michigan. It shows a complete lack of any open-mindedness, decency, just civility on the part of the left, that someone who is a physician, a respected and, in fact, very popular professor at that school is not allowed to speak because she sent out some pro-life tweets, really? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Ambassador John Bolton about the situation in Iran and the chance, and it's always a chance, it has not been ruled out even by the Biden administration, of some kind of use of force to stop the Iranian nuclear threat. All of this goes back to the question of technology. If you're interested in finding out more about the most cutting-edge military peacetime food technology, they just had a conference on that that is going on in the Middle East and right here in the United States, Check out the app that is completely free from Our Crowd. You can go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. Our Crowd is crowdsourced funding for technological high-tech startups in Israel and here in the United States. And there are a bunch of companies that are changing the world. Check it out at Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Just look for the banner. It is my brother's company. And yes, I'm very partial to my brother and and to Our Crowd. Okay, coming up, headline in NBC News, dozens walk out of University of Michigan white coat ceremony. Okay, what is a white coat ceremony? White coat ceremony is when people are getting their white coats, when they're just beginning medical school. So this is not kids, it's people who have already graduated from college or university and are pursuing their medical education. I mean, one of the things, one of the reasons that doctors cost so much is because their education costs so much. A typical physician will go through a total of like 10 years of training after high school. I mean, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort. And the story from NBC is dozens of incoming medical students walked out of their University of Michigan white coat ceremony yesterday when the keynote speaker, a doctor with anti-abortion views, was introduced. A tweet showing the medical students and some other attendees of the ceremony walk out as Kristen Collier approached the podium, that has gone viral. As of Monday afternoon, the tweet has been liked more than 540,000 times. Okay, this is appalling. Can you imagine if they had someone who was very pro-abortion? And certainly, that would be something that would not be unheard of in a university, great public university like University of Michigan. Can you imagine that pro-life students, and there are some, that pro-life students would walk out, stage a protest, and that it would be liked on a tweet 540,000 times? After it was announced that Collier would be the keynote speaker of the event, a petition for the university to choose a different speaker garnered signatures from 248 current students, 100 incoming students, and 72 others, including alumni. The petition cited instances in which Collier expressed her anti-abortion views in tweets and in interviews. One of the examples of what she wrote is she did a tweet in May. Okay, get ready. You're going to hear something just shocking. She said, holding on to a view of feminism where one fights for the rights of all women and girls, especially those who are most vulnerable, I cannot not lament the violence directed at my prenatal sisters in the act of abortion, done in the name of autonomy. She also did an interview with The Pillar, a Catholic publication. Collier detailed her conversion from secular humanist to Christian to, quote, a pro-life person. She said in that interview, I think it is good to be reminded that people can change their minds on beliefs they have held for a very long time through a culture of encounter with others and ultimately through the grace of God, said Collier. Okay, do you hear anything here that is so shocking that you want to walk out in the middle of a speech, that you can't be exposed to it, that it's somehow going to assault the young people who might be hearing that point of view in the beginning of their medical school experience? The University of Michigan went through with their plan of having Collier, who works there as an assistant professor and director of the program on health, spirituality, and religion. A spokeswoman for Michigan Medicine at the University of Michigan said Collier, quote, was chosen as the keynote speaker for the 2022 White Coat Ceremony based on nominations and votings by members of the UNM Medical School Gold Humanitarian Honor Society, which is comprised of medical students, house officers, and faculty. The White Coat ceremony is not a platform for discussion of controversial issues, she added. Dr. Collier never planned to address a divisive topic as part of her remarks. However, the University of Michigan does not revoke an invitation to a speaker based on their personal beliefs. Can we say hurrah? I mean, this is actually a little bit of guts. Now, are the students going to occupy some office here? The statement said that Michigan Medicine is committed to providing safe reproductive care and would continue to offer abortion care, which is still legal in Michigan for the time being. The state has an anti-abortion law that predates Roe, but a judge suspended it in May in anticipation of the Supreme Court overturning Roe. Before her speech, Collier tweeted that she was truly grateful for the support, emails, texts, prayers, and letters I've received from all over the world regarding the event that will happen today. I feel so bolstered by it, and for my team that have carried me daily through this, I love you, she wrote. Collier did not mention abortion. She did not mention Roe at all during her speech. She did, however, toward the beginning of her speech, say, I want to acknowledge the deep wounds our community has suffered over the past several weeks. We have a great deal of work to do for healing to occur, and I hope that for today, for this time, we can focus on what matters most, coming together to support our newly accepted students and their families with the goal of welcoming them into one of the greatest vocations that exists on this earth, the vocation of medicine. Okay, while she was saying those words, about a third of the audience was getting up and walking out. Can you imagine? I mean, this is one of those things that the left has become so fanatical in terms of its beliefs that the greatest lack of civility, the greatest extremism, the determination to undermine even somebody like this obviously very dedicated, very respected doctor, that seems all justified. So they're going to take on Jim Harbaugh, too. Jim Harbaugh, University of Michigan's head football coach, professed his anti-abortion views at a fundraising event this week, became one of the first prominent sports figures to speak out against abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned. We'll be covering that. Iran with John Bolton. A possibility of military action. We'll talk. Coming up.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is hospitalized following a shooting at a North Texas airport. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying a 37-year-old was confronted by an officer at Dallas Love Field after pulling a weapon and pointing it at the ceiling.
Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities.
The airport was evacuated and flights were grounded. Crews with the TSA are now working to get people back through security. Ghislaine Maxwell has been transferred to a low-security federal prison in Florida. The 60-year-old is now being held at Tallahassee Federal Correction Institution. She's currently serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking. Maxwell was convicted for her involvement in grooming underage girls with Jeffrey Epstein. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, it is always an honor to welcome back to the show Ambassador John Bolton. He, of course, was our ambassador to the United Nations under President Bush, under President Trump. He was National Security Advisor in the White House, and he is also the author of one of the finest books I've read about inside the White House maneuvering and atmosphere and the human side of dealing with all of that. Maybe that's one of the reasons, because of the hearings that have been focusing so much attention on that. It is back on the bestseller list, even though it came out initially. What? How long ago, John? How long ago did the Room Where It Happened come out?
Just over 2 years ago, June of 2020.
So that's pretty good. That's like Michelle Obama territory to be back on the bestseller list after all that time. But you also have a powerful column that everybody ought to read that appeared last week in the Wall Street Journal. The headline, How to Stiffen Europe's Resolve on Iran. And one of the questions immediately coming up from the title is, what resolve? Has Europe not shown constant equivocation and uncertainty in terms of dealing with Iran?
Well, that's on a good day, honestly. the title isn't one I've picked. The editors pick the titles, but
okay.
My point was, yeah, that's something op-ed writers have to live with. But the point is that the allies of the United States who are most directly harmed and threatened by Iran's nuclear weapons program, countries like Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, should go to America's other allies, Britain, France, and Germany, who are only remotely threatened at this point, and say, the deal that you cut over our heads in 2015 is at death's door and long overdue for that. And now it's time to talk about getting serious about the Iranian threat. The Biden administration came into office saying it was important to restore America's alliances, and I agree with that. But in the case of Iran, they've ignored the allies most directly affected. So for those who say I don't don't offer diplomatic solutions often enough. This is the solution I would suggest that the Biden administration pursue, because I think it will help persuade them that they need to stiffen their resolve, too.
Part of what you're saying, if I read you correctly, is that one of the things that these representatives of Israel and its Arab allies, and it's not too much now to use the term allies, that they would actually talk about the need for some kind of military action unless there is a diplomatic solution in the offing. Isn't that the point?
Exactly. And, you know, again, for years in the United States, the left here, the left in Europe, even many conservatives in Europe said about Bibi Netanyahu, he's just a warmonger. He's looking for an excuse to attack Iran, and he's not engaged in good faith negotiation. And, you know, the reason he didn't think negotiation would work, I think, has been proven because for 20 years we've tried negotiation and the Iranians have never given up the pursuit of nuclear weapons. Now, the interim prime minister, Yair Lapid, nonetheless is saying diplomacy can't work without a credible military threat. And anybody who knows anything about threats in international affairs knows that any threat you make, you better be prepared to carry out. And that's the kind of serious discussion I'm hoping you can have with a new government in Britain and perhaps even with the Germans and the French. But at least to peel the British off from the EU3, since they're not in the EU anymore, even that would be a significant step forward. And I think a real signal to the rest of the world that we continue to take the Iranian threat seriously.
Wow. And by the way, I know you're following the British election, of course. If Liz Truss is the new prime minister, she would be strong in support of Ukraine, opposition to Russian aggression, and in opposition to Iran, wouldn't she?
I think she would be. I don't know Rishi Sunak, the former chancellor, who's her opponent in the upcoming primary, which is what it is in effect among Conservative Party members. I do know Liz Truss, and I think on issue after issue, most recently in the past couple days, for example, on the question of how to deal with China, I think her positions have been right on the mark. So we need a strong Conservative government in Britain, a Britain that's now out of the European Union, that doesn't have to run its foreign policy through 27 other members to get it approved. I think it strengthens Britain. It strengthens the United States, too.
And again, Liz Truss sees herself as the second coming of Margaret Thatcher, which is a good thing. All right, right now, in terms of what's going on in Israel, they're in the midst of yet another election, the fifth one. They have an acting prime minister, Yair Lapid, who is a centrist in Israeli terms. Would he be paying attention? There's just a piece in Time magazine by the former prime minister, Ehud Barak, under the headline, "Iran can transform itself into a nuclear power, and it's too late to stop it by surgical attack." Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think it's too late to stop it. I think what they have that makes them dangerous is the intellectual capability to build nuclear weapons, which they got years ago from AQ Khan, the great Pakistani nuclear proliferator. All the talk about by the administration and advocates of the nuclear deal about breakout time and this and that and the other thing is really beside the point. We can't estimate that effectively. We don't know exactly what the full status of Iran's nuclear program is, but we know enough about it that maybe Barak doesn't mean surgical strike when I contemplate destroying their enrichment facilities at Natanz and Fordo, destroying their conversion facility at Esfahan that makes uranium from a solid into a gas, and various other military facilities where the weaponization work is going on, I think could have a dramatic effect. Ultimately, though, we've got to be clear, what we need is a new regime in Tehran. We need a new regime that forswears the pursuit of nuclear weapons and means it. That should be our real objective.
And there's a real question in how to get it. By the way, also breaking news, the Times of Israel is reporting that Iranian media, government-controlled media, in other words, claims that an Israeli spy cell was caught laying bombs at a sensitive site in Isfahan, which is one of the sites you just mentioned. Can you hang with us for a few more minutes, Ambassador Bolton?
Sure. Sure.
Terrific. That would be very good, because when you talk about regime change in Iran, the question is, how do you bring that about? And hasn't the Biden administration so far, in some of its miscalculations and its mistakes, and above all in its handling of Afghanistan, hasn't it made the United States a less credible force in terms of changing the situation fundamentally in Iran? We're speaking with Ambassador John Bolton. He's the author of a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago, and also author of the new bestseller. It's also a 2-year-old bestseller, but it's been a bestseller for a long time and deserves it. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir talking about the time that he served as the National Security Advisor to the United States. And I also, before we part, want to talk about his assessment of where we stand in Ukraine and the American ability to keep our allies together on that all-important struggle. That and more coming up with John Bolton here on The Michael Medved Show. People own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I think all Americans have learned because of the war in Ukraine is what a disaster it is, how horrible it is for the entire world, for the entire globe, if a malevolent, dictatorial, imperialist power has nuclear weapons. Because the entire situation with Russia challenging civilization, and they are, would be very different if they weren't the world's second most formidable nuclear power. And so that puts Iran into focus, and Ambassador John Bolton, who is our honored guest, was just saying that the real goal of American policy toward Iran should be regime change. How does that happen, Mr. Ambassador?
Well, I think in the case of Iran, if you look at the situation inside the country now, the support for the regime is really at a historically low level, not really since the revolution itself in 1979. And this is a dissatisfaction not among educated, middle-class, urban Iranians, which is what we saw in 2009 when President Ahmadinejad basically stole re-election. The Ayatollahs fixed it so that he would win, and there were demonstrations in Tehran and a few other big cities. The opposition now is all across the country. It's out in the smaller cities, the towns, the farms. This is small business people, farmers, professionals, all over the country, shouting not death to the great Satan or death to Israel. They're shouting death to the Ayatollahs. Now, this dissatisfaction, which often manifests itself in large demonstrations, doesn't get reported in the Western press because the Western reporters don't go out into the countryside. They're in Tehran and a few other large cities, and they're not out there to see it. But you get the cell phone videos that are broadcast out by Iranians. This regime's in trouble. That's not to say it's going to fall tomorrow, because it has right now a monopoly on force with not just the army but the Revolutionary Guards and the besieging militia. So how to break its hold over the country? Even in an authoritarian society, there are splits and fissures within the ruling bloc, and I believe within the Revolutionary Guards and the military, there are people who, for their own reasons, in part because they see the suffering of the Iranian people under this regime, that you could find ways to break it apart. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It takes work, but there's no guarantee of success. But oftentimes when an authoritarian regime collapses, even though it has a very imposing edifice from without, a good swift kick to the front door proves it's rotten and the whole thing collapses. And that could well happen here.
Could it happen in Russia? I mean, right now, the whole world has been inspired by the continued heroism of the Ukrainian resistance to evil, to the invasion and the attempted destruction of their country. Is there a chance for anything that would look like a Ukrainian victory?
Well, I think if we define victory as regaining territorial control over all the territory it had before Russia invaded in 2014, we're still a long way away. I think it's been a huge moral victory that the Ukrainians have done as well as they have. But we've got to be honest with ourselves. This is a territorial war, and right now Russia's taking more territory than it's losing. What I'm worried about is that Putin and his advisors know of the weaknesses in the West, in the United States, in France, Germany, and other places, and that they will contrive a scenario within 60 or 90 days where they say publicly, okay, we've achieved our objectives, which won't be true, but they'll say it anyway. We've achieved our objectives. We're calling a halt to all offensive military operations. We call on Ukraine to do the same, and we want to negotiate a ceasefire. There are people in leadership positions in France and Germany who'll say, great, we agree with that. Let's end this terrible war, and let's turn the page and get back to business as usual. And if the Russians do that, it could leave the Ukrainians in very serious situation, which is why it's so important for us, particularly the United States, but all the NATO allies that are helping, to speed up the delivery of the weapons that we've promised to the Ukrainians. Because if they can reverse this situation and put the Russians on the defensive, then I think the prospects for a much more favorable resolution, much more favorable to Ukraine, become more possible.
There's been a lot of surprise that the alliance has held as firm as it has for a while. Do you think that Germany is the weakest link?
Well, I think it's a race between Germany and France. Italy, we're now going into an election period, not clear what will happen there. I think the best aspect of the alliance, frankly, is we're going to get two new members, Finland and Sweden, after 7 decades of neutrality, have finally decided it's time to join most of the rest of the West and sign up with NATO. That is certainly something the Russians never contemplated would happen. And Sweden and Finland will be significant positive additions to NATO.
Yeah, I mean, and again, if you're talking about actually winning a war, that's already a signifier of a Western victory. Aside from the fate of Ukraine and its importance, don't you feel a little bit of caution about it becoming a political issue here in the United States? There are some voices within the conservative movement, the Republican Party, some candidates for Senate and more, who seem to be talking about disengaging with this ongoing struggle against Putin. Does that concern you?
Absolutely. I mean, the virus of isolationism is out there. People who don't see the significance of this, not just in Europe, although it's obviously critical there, but what lesson China draws from it, and not just with regard to Taiwan, but all along its periphery in the Indo-Pacific, from Japan all the way across Indochina to India and Pakistan. This is a very significant event to happen in the middle of Europe. And if it turns out that unprovoked aggression succeeds, even in part, and that the penalties for that are not severe and long-lasting, China will draw all the wrong conclusions. And so will smaller aggressive rogue states that may not come up on our radar screen but pose real dangers to friends of ours in their respective regions.
Including Iran. Amused the other day, a quick comment on the axis of good, as they termed it, with Russia, Iran, and Turkey getting together.
Well, you know, this shows a lot about Turkey. I mean, that's a whole separate subject. But just to pick up on Iran for a minute and their role in this axis of good, you know, right now we're in the aftermath of a cancellation of a big conference and get together by an Iranian opposition group would have been held in Albania, where they're now based, because of the threat of Iran committing a terrorist act against that group, as they tried to do unsuccessfully in Paris for the same meeting in 2018. And they have threatened Americans. They threatened by threatening to attack that rally, citizens from all over Europe and North America. And this is the kind of government we're talking about. We watch how the Russian government performs in Ukraine. Look at how the Ukraine. Look at how the Iranian government would perform if it had the chance to do it. It's hard for me to understand why many people in Washington don't get the point about what this says regarding the character of the Iranian regime and the threat they pose to us, to their neighbors in the region, and to their own people.
And thereby to the world. Ambassador John Bolton, his book is still both entertaining, it's a little bit terrifying. It is deeply illuminating about the way that White House works and foreign policy is decided. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, on the bestseller lists again. John Bolton's column is going to be linked to our website at michaelmedved.com, How to Stiffen Europe's Resolve on Iran. Coming up, we're going to speak to somebody else who's a real political veteran, who is a strong supporter of President Trump. He was a strong supporter and chief advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton. And then he moved over to the right. Dick Morris will be joining us. He has a big new book called The Return. The Return of Hillary Clinton? Yeah, but more than that, the return of Trump in a predicted big comeback in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.